Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
If you ever get a chance, take the time to go on YouTube and watch. Leave that up a little bit there, Ben, if it's still up there. Go ahead, bring it up. That's Lindsey Buckingham, folks, with Fleetwood Mac. That's called Big Love. That's an amazing performance. One man, one guitar. If you ever get a chance, you ought to check that out. It's fun to watch, especially if you play an instrument. You'll appreciate the musicality there. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning platters here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jim Schreier is our guest, our good friend. Farcliffs.com is his website. We're talking about some recent research on, that was conducted with human resource pros around the country, and what they and their reporting of violence in the workplace, their experience. And Jim, you told us that half of those reporting had experienced some violence. We're still in the report, though. They didn't really define what violence is, right? I mean, could it have been something come out? They came out of someone's mouth rather than some kind of a fight or a shooting or a broken furniture or something like that.
No, what they said was, based on the survey, that it included harassment, intimidation, as well as physical assaults and homicides. So the definition of the survey is very broad, and I think it's too broad.
Well, they're definitely, in my opinion, mischaracterizing violence, because harassment is its own category.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that's not the same thing. If you're being harassed, then, you know, that's not good. That shouldn't be allowed. People should be fired or whatever for doing something like that. Nobody should be abused like that. But verbal abuse or some kind of mistreatment like that, that's not violence. We need to make sure that we use the words properly.
I agree.
And again, you and I we're not minimizing where there is real violence. Go ahead.
No, not at all. And I think that in some ways that can also lead to some of the confusion as to how companies respond or prepare for these workplace violence incidences that do include shootings, injuries, and homicides, and how the organization reacts to that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a case that was, it's probably 20 years ago now, of a company, and I think it was in one of the Carolinas, where the company spent a lot of money putting a fence around this factory.
Yeah.
Actually had a guard gate at the front of the plant for access for customers and employees. But the fence only went around the front and the sides.
Huh.
So an employee who was fired knew how to get in through the back.
Right.
And so he drove around the back, came in, and tragically killed, I think it was three people.
Wow.
So it's like, okay, the fence really, let's put up a fence. I'm not denying the value of putting up the fence. But the management side of this, creating an environment where your workers feel protected, where your workers feel that they're taken care of, and even you know how to fire an employee properly so that the employee doesn't come back 10 minutes later with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
The management side of this is very critical. And in one survey that I've been using a lot over the years, the survey came back with what's the number one way to prevent workplace violence is to have a harmonious work environment.
No kidding.
And that doesn't mean the fence isn't important, because in the top 10, that's on the list.
Right.
And they have a crisis plan.
But
it's like the crisis plan is not number one. It's part of it, but there's the work environment, training managers and employees how to handle conflict, and that goes back to the harassment question.
Right.
Those are the important things to do.
Well, and it also just comes back to being able to be prepared for something like this, because it could be that you got a harmonious work environment, but somebody's ex-husband isn't part of that.
Absolutely. And actually, that's a good point that you make, Jim, because that's actually, that's a bigger percentage. And I'm not sure what the exact numbers are, and certainly not today's with some of the latest research, but that's actually a higher percentage. There's a higher percentage of workplace shootings that come from interpersonal family-related things than former employees or current employees.
What do you suggest? As we wrap up, what are your instructions?
I suggest that it's a full list of things. It's the work environment. It's the training of management and supervisors. It's having the policies that you mentioned so that everybody understands what's there. And the list is longer than the ones I'm going to mention right now, but then it also includes, do you have the crisis plan? Do you have the physical protection to prevent people from getting on the property that shouldn't be there, et cetera? So it's a range of activities, and it's all of it, not just, well, we put up a fence.
I'm going to make a statement that's probably going to hack some people off. What if everybody in the business knew that there's some people in the business who are armed? And if you show up intending harm, you may be harmed yourself. What about that?
That might question.
That might sound like a gunslinger approach to things, but I'll tell you, I think it might deter some people if they knew that was the case.
And that's what's happening, because
you don't see shooters going into schools where they know there are armed officers.
That's right, and that's the debate, because some companies are going completely banning weapons, and some people are saying, no, we're going to allow people to carry weapons.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.